Today we are coming to share on the theme, Praying with the Holy Rosary. Praying with the Rosary. Can we see how many of us have rosaries here? I know some of us might have left them at home or something of that sort. But I can see some holding their rosaries, some too wearing them around their necks. We thank God. Now, if I may ask, these roses that we possess now, what we are wearing, are we just keeping them or keeping it for people to know that we are Catholics? Is that the case? I don't think. If we are keeping the rosary and not praying with it, then it is unfortunate on our part. For we are missing a step in our Christian life, and for that matter, as Catholics. My dear brothers and sisters, when this talk was given to me, what I wanted to do, he said, it's not a matter of diving into books and other things to get the message. So he's going to do it. So what I have here to share with us is, one, what is the rosary all about? That is one of them. What is the rosary all about? The next one, why do we pray with the rosary? Why do we pray with the rosary? How do we pray with the rosary? How do we pray with it? And what are the benefits of praying with the rosary, or what are the importance? So, before I go on, I want to take a test on that. And the test is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 45. In the same month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a girl promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David, The girl's name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I am a virgin. How then can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth. It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. Soon afterwards, Mary got ready and hurried off to a town in the hill country of Judea. She went into Zachariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the baby moved within her. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and said in a loud voice, "You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the child you will bear. Why should this great thing happen to me, that my Lord's mother comes to visit me? For as soon as I heard your greeting, the baby within me jumped with gladness. How happy you are to believe that the Lord's message to you will come true." Amen. Praise the Lord. From what we have just heard from the text, the Rosary is a story of the New Testament. It is a story of the New Testament. Through the beads, we follow the life of Mary and Jesus Christ. These are the beads when we are praying the Rosary. We follow the life of Mary and Jesus Christ. We follow Mary from the day the archangel Gabriel came to ask her to become the mother of Christ, which we saw in Luke 1:28, to the day she was crowned Queen of Heaven. And these, we meditate on them in the joyful and glorious mysteries. So when we are meditating on this, we are following the life of Mary in the Rosary. Also, we follow Jesus from the moment the Holy Spirit came down unto Mary through his childhood, his public life, his cruel death on the cross, the joy of Easter, when he rose from the dead, to the day he descended into heaven in glory. And all this are meditated on in the four mysteries, if we know the four mysteries well. Now, all these are scriptures from the Holy Bible, which is the word of God and not the word of man. So if our ignorant brothers and sisters tell us the Rosary is satanic and whatever that they say, by quoting some parts of the Old Testament to justify their illusion, and we cannot counter-quote the New Testament to prove their ignorance, then it's unfortunate on our part for not knowing the Bible, and for that matter, our faith. So for those of us who are lazy in studying the Bible or coming for Bible children, should ask for God's grace to wake up from our slumber and develop the likeness for studying the Bible in order to stand firm in our faith. Now, I can remember one time when we passed through the Latin Spirit Seminar, that was in the year 1994, I had a companion. Later on, she decided to go to that time it was Broken U, now Fountain Gate. She was going there for Bible sharing and so on. So one day, she told me that, "Felicia, look, the Rosary that we are praying, I feel that is satanic." So I asked why. That when she was saying the Rosary in the evening, for several times, the Rosary fell off from the hand. And she didn't understand why. So I said, "Oh, is that it? Why not say that you went for all night and so on, and for that matter, you were so tired that you could not concentrate?" So these are the things. They'll go and quote so many places and then tell you that the Rosary is satanic. And you being ignorant too of the word of God, you say, "Yes, what they are saying is true." So that time they were using all these things, the Old Testament, to get the Catholics, especially the youth, from the church to join them. So thanks be to God, the charismatic renewal has brought about this Bible sharing, and our eyes are opening now, even though we are lazy and have no time to come for Bible sharing. So now, why do we pray with the Holy Rosary? Why? Some will say, why not pray directly to this and your God and Jesus, and you are praying using the Holy Rosary? Yes, we know that Mary is our mother and waits for our prayers. We are not praying to Mary, but we are praying through Mary to intercede for us. If we speak to her, she always listens to us. Like a mother who loves a child will never refuse to listen to the child and do for him or her what he or she asks for. That is why we feel that it is necessary that we pray through Mary, and she will always intercede for us. We pray with the Rosary through Mary because we feel and believe that through her, our prayers will reach our Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus faster, even though we know that we can pray directly through our Heavenly Father, through our Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus. So simple and mortal beings as we are, if a child needs something from the Father, just look at our families. The child will never go straight to the father or the mother, the brother. But the child will go to where? The mother, because the child feels that by going to the mother, he or she is likely to get whatever that he is asking for. So it is with us asking our mother Mary to pray for us, which she does if we do it with our sincere hearts. We should also pray with the Holy Rosary because it is such a tremendously powerful weapon against Satan. With the Rosary in our hearts and the beads in our hands, we can even stop wars. The Rosary in our hearts, because it's not just a matter of holding the beads, but it should be in our hearts with the beads in our hands. And each bead that you are using is very powerful. You are asking Mother Mary to intercede. And any time that we hold a bead, we recite on a bead, we add many roses to her. So we need to use the Holy Rosary even to stop wars. An example can be in Austria, Brazil, and so many places. The Holy Rosary can stop so many things. I can remember this testimony in 95. I was in labor, I think for so many days. Then my brothers and sisters would come and visit me. Oh, I even became a nurse, just taking care of other people. So on the 25th of December, when my brothers came to visit me, we stood and then talked. After that, the doctor came and asked why I was still standing there. So the nurse said, ah, the guy didn't know. So he asked me whether I wasn't feeling anything. I said, well, nothing. So he asked me to come and then lie down and he would examine me. When I laid and he examined me, he said, what? Then the baby's head was almost coming out, and then he shouted on the nurse. So the nurse came, then he left. Nothing. I was lying there. The nurse got confused. The nurse got confused and said that she was going to eat. So if anything at all, I could call her. So I said, okay. So there was a block in the labor ward. I didn't know what was happening. I said all the Hail Marys, but it came to a time, I just said, it was 5 minutes to 12. I said, Mother Mary, I don't want your time to come and I'll still be lying here. That was all that I just said. And lo and behold, just within the 5 minutes, when I called the nurse never believed. The nurse said, oh, you are going to put me into trouble. I said, what? And that was all. The baby had to come out. So when the ward aide came, she said, my daughter, did you feel the things before delivery? I said, how? So she wanted to support me. I said, with God, I will go. I walked to the bed there. And they were all surprised. So this is just one way. To her, she responded immediately because she knew what it was. And it looks like Satan wanted to use that opportunity to take off my life. But praise be to God, God said it wasn't time. Now, possessing a rosary as a decorative element around our neck is the order of the day. Even with people who are not Catholics, some of them feel there is some power in it and therefore they should possess it. And now if you see so many people, you get confused. They are wearing roses. Some of them, what even aches me, especially sometimes I tell my school children, they'll wear the roses and they won't be committing crimes. So we don't know what we are now doing. Almost everybody, we are wearing the roses for protection, for this, for that. Do we pray with them? So that one will answer for ourselves. So, now, how do we pray with the rosary? The rosary is made up of decades. A decade is, and these are the decades that the rosary is made up of. You have, well, the first one, the crucifix, that is the believe in God. This is telling us of our faith, and it is in the Bible. The next one is our Father. Then you have these, the green beast, Hail Mary, then our Father. Then when you come, now you come to the whole decade, the 10 Hail Marys. The white is for the our Father. So, if we follow all this, it is usual to say 5 decades at a time. That is the rosary that we see. But it is sometimes better to say one well than to say 5 badly. And we know how we say the rosary here. When we collect it, the way we just go about it, you don't even know what you are saying. Sometimes, some of us, because we have other things to do, you are saying it, and then you are looking at something, maybe you have put some soup on the fire, you will say this, and then you go, how can your attention be divided if you are actually praying with it? That is why sometimes I don't like the way that let's recite the rosary. I prefer let's pray with the rosary. Because if you put the word pray, then you know that you are praying. You are not just reciting the rosary to go. Because the way some of us are always occupied, you want to say the whole rosary, but your attention is not there. Now, before you say a decade, pause for a moment or two, depending on how much time you have, and contemplate on the mystery that you are about to honor in a decade. Now we have the joyful mystery. Now, what is in it? What the prayer in it? Are you meditating on it? Contemplate on it. What is it all about? But hardly do we pause for some time to contemplate on this. be sure to ask of Almighty God by this mystery and through the intercession of the Blessed Mother. Now, the fault some of us make when saying this, the Holy Rosary, is to have no intention other than that of getting it over quickly as possible. This is because so many of us look upon the rosary as a burden which is weighing on our conscience because we have promised to say it regularly or have been told to say it as a penance more or less against our will. So with this, sometimes we don't have any intention for saying it. So for that matter, it is difficult. Now it is really pathetic to see how most people say the rosary. They say it astonishingly fast and muffled so that the words are not properly pronounced at all. And this is the length of the rosary. When we come, praise the Lord. So sometimes, if you are not used to that, when they are saying it like that, then you cannot follow. You are always lacking behind. So the way some of us actually say it means that we don't contemplate on the mystery, we don't have any intention. We only want to rattle it quickly and then go away. So we have to look at that when we are saying the rosary. Now, what we say are the benefits of praying with the rosary. Our mother interceded at the wedding in Cana, and the couple were not put into shame. And just as I told you my own testimony, I asked Mother Mary to intercede for me, and she listened to me and acted quickly. So when you pray the rosary, be sure that she's going to listen to you and act, depending on how you say it. If you say it with your whole heart. And in fact, another place, just April went out for Mankin, and then from there decided to pass to Pomo, the retreat center, just to pass a night there to attend the Way of the Cross there. So after that, the day I was leaving for Nebrongo, I went to the Grotto. The intentions that I had, when I went and then just faced the Grotto, Mother Mary, I couldn't say anything. I just stood there and tears were just flowing. I didn't understand myself. Tears flowed throughout. Then after that, I just left. And I felt that something had happened within me throughout that whole season. So we have to at least take praying of the rosary to be serious. Now, as Catholics, it is important for us to pray with the rosary because it can make us humble, patient, and what have you. Because if you actually want to say the rosary, pray with the rosary, if you were somebody impatient, anger, pride, you will see that some of these things, meditating on the mysteries, will definitely transform you and then change you to be a better person. So these are some of the benefits that we can at least derive from saying the rosary. And because some of us cannot say the rosary alone, we don't even have quiet place to go and say the rosary. So the church has made it possible for us, if at all you were not saying it, but at least once a year, and this is the month for the rosary, where you have communities coming together to pray with the rosary for their own intentions. But even with this, some of us still lag behind. We never want to join communities to pray with together for whatsoever reasons best known to themselves. So those of us who have no rosaries, even there are some of us who have no rosaries at all, at least also make an attempt to get a rosary this month and then join your community to pray with the rosary and see what will happen to you. I had this prophecy or something of that sort even before I started to think of coming to give this. And the thing came to me that families are lazy to honor me. Individuals are lazy to honor me. Prayer groups are lazy to honor me. Why do you wait to give me that honor only in October? In a hurried manner, the Holy Rosary is used as a decorative element rather than praying with it. Some of you use it for satanic purpose. This was what, so I looked at it to be something that is here, but I said, well, whatever it is, we don't know. And actually, some of us, somebody told me, some buy these roses, even the finger rosary, they use it for satanic purposes, which should not be the case. So if some of us are found in that, then we should look at ourselves, because this is a warning. We all know the importance of it. Praying with the rosary is very important because Mother Mary is always willing to intercede for us. Whatever problem that you have, just pass through Mother Mary and see the wonders. Sometimes when you feel in the night, you have a problem, you cannot sleep, you are disturbed. The moment you pick the rosary that you are praying, before you realize, you are off. Look at the powers in it. But yet, some of us don't think that the rosary has powers and we can use it even to destroy a whole lot of things. So another last testimony was, that was down south, in the church. Every morning, a boy goes there to pray the rosary. So it happened that all of a sudden, when he was praying, he saw fire coming towards him because he was praying the rosary. Then the boy got up and was moving backwards. So something spoke to him. What are you holding that thing for? Use it on the fire. So with bold enough for that boy, he used the rosary on the fire, and lo and behold, that was one of the church leaders who lay there naked. Fire turned to a human being. So they came and carried him to the hospital. They were asking of his clothes, and they said, that was how they found him in the church, a church leader. So you see what the rosary can do. So don't be lazy. Don't feel you have so much to do. For that matter, you can't pray with the rosary. And like we say, if you want to use the rosary, you cannot say all the five decades at a go and then say it well. So if you can say one, maybe I want to say the rosary the whole five decades today. So within the morning, if I can find time, I will say one. Maybe in the afternoon, another decade, find a place and say it. By the end of the day, even before you go to sleep, then you say the last decade. Saying it properly, praying with it properly, is better than just standing that you are praying with it and then you rush over it, you have done nothing. Praise the Lord.